בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. Today we not have the normal מקורות. So not have enough time to organize this, but this also nice מקורות. You can see Rashi, Tosfot, ראשונים, אחרונים. פרשת משפטים, אין פרשת יתרו, is למעשה one פרשה, פרשת קבלת התורה. The famous statement, כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע, take place in end of פרשת משפטים, not in פרשת יתרו. When we come to understand the essence of קבלת התורה, we need to combine these two פרשות together. And I would like בסייעתא דשמיא to share with you a very interesting insight how we combine the parashot together, Yitro and Mishpatim, and to get an interesting aspect about the essence of Kabbalat HaTorah. And we will start with a few questions, and we will walk step by step, and B'Siyata Dishmaya, we will see something pil-a-pil-a-plain. First, when we come to all these special parashot, פרשת יתרו, פרשת משפטים, the base question will take place is, פרשת יתרו, this is our parasha. This is a key parasha in all the Torah. This parasha teach us we unique nation, ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. This parasha remind us all the time אתה בחרתנו מכל העמים. This make us עם הנבחר. With all the respect to יתרו, what he decide to convert, any check, any עבודה זרה all over the world, and he come with a special statement, אתה ידעתי כי גדול השם מכל האלוהים. He is a real God. No question when he decide to convert, this was break news all over the world. No question. But still, and this is our first question, why the name of parasha, what make us, Am Israel, Am Anivchar, what give us to understand, Ata Becharetanu Mikol Ha'amim, Ve'item Lizgula Mikol Ha'amim, why the name of the parasha is after Yitro? Why get this kind of privilege? With all the respect to Yitro, no question. What you do is very special. But why the name of the parsha take place after Yitro? This is question number one. Question number two, also very, very interesting question. We know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu to return back to Egypt, look in one minute in front of you, paragraph 8, Pasuk Yutet, we find special Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, במדיין, לך שוב מצרים, כי מתו כל האנשים המבקשים את נפשך, you can return back to Egypt, all the people who really want to kill you, die. Moshe Rabbeinu feel very impressed and very happy with his good news, and he traveled with his wife to Egypt. In this time, Tzipora, wife of Moshe Rabbeinu, was pregnant. And she gave birth in the way to Egypt. The baby born, and now Moshe Rabbeinu have dilemma. What to do? To make Brit Milah in the 8 days? But in other end, they travel to Egypt. This can come a little bit or maybe more risky to the baby. Maybe it's good to wait until we arrive to Egypt and to make the Brit Milah in Egypt. And he decide to make the Brit Milah where? In Egypt. In the 8 day of this baby, Tzipora understand he almost go to die, she make him Brit Milah. And she save his life of the baby. And she say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chatan damim lamulot, because you almost the baby died. Obviously, if she make him Brit Milah in the 8 day when they travel to Egypt, in this day also, she give him name, Moshe Rabbeinu gave him name, together they gave him name, and also every name have some what stay behind the name, what's meaningful about the name. And the name of the baby is what? Eliezer. And why the name is Eliezer? Ki Elohe Abi Be'ezri Vayatzileini Michael Paro. God watch me, God protect me. When I was in Egypt, I have opportunity to run away from Egypt. Now he give me the good news. All the people that really want to kill me, they die. I can arrive safely to Egypt. Great name. Special explanation to the name. But you believe or not, the first time when the Torah tells us about the name of the baby, second child of Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliezer, and the explanation of the name, not when he born, almost 2 years after he born. When Yitro take Tzipora as a children to the desert, after Kriyat Yamsuf, after Kabbalat Torah, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at the paragraph one. וישמע יתרו כהן מדיין חותן משה את כל אשר עשה אלוקים למשה ולישראל עמו כי הוציא השם את ישראל ממצרים ויקח יתרו חותן משה את ציפורה אשת משה אחר שילוחיה he take his daughter ציפורה ואת שני בניה אשר שם האחד גרשום כי אמר גר הייתי בארץ נוחיה נאו פליס פוטלה עם פסוק ד' ושם האחד אליעזר וואי כי אלוהי אבי בעזרי ויצילי מנחרב פרעה Elohe Avi Be'ezri. This is the name what Moshe gave to the baby in the Brit almost 2 years ago when they traveled to Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu stayed in Egypt more for 1 year after he arrived. All the Makot take place 1 year. And before this he need to talk to Paro in and out and later we leave Egypt, etc., etc. For sure, close to 2 years. Is my second question is, why the Torah tell us the name of the second child of Moshe Rabbeinu, not normally what happened in all the Torah, when the baby born and we give him name, only almost 2 years after he born, when Yitro takes them to the desert, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting. Ask people, what is the name of the second child of Moshe Rabbeinu? People will tell you, Eliezer, everybody knows from the preschool. But ask, second question, when he gets his name, you will answer in the Brit. When the Torah talk about his name? What does it mean when? When he born? No, not when he born, almost 2 years after. When he took him to the desert. Why the Torah need to wait? Why the Torah cannot tell us the name after the Brit? This is question number two. And question number three. One more question. Question number three. וישמע יתרו, what make יתרו to make 180 degree change in his life and to convert, זה גמרא סיין מסכת זבחים פרו גפתו, וישמע יתרו, כהן מדיין, מה שמוע שמע הוא בא ונתגייר, זה ביושע אומר, וכן פוטליים, מלחמת המלאק, זה victory against המלאק, because the end of פרשה before, we make war against המלאק, and immediately after וישמע יתרו he understand what happened between us to Amalek and we win and we send them back he decide to convert second שיטה skip one line רבי אלעזר המודעי say put other line מתן תורה fine now we skip to the last two lines before the end of the paragraph 2 רבי אלעזר אומר קריאת ים סוף שמע we have three שיטות what make Yitro to decide to convert. But my last question is, Kriyat Yamsuf, this is for sure, everyone in the world heard about this miracle. I will say every day in Az Yashir, Az Nivalu Alufei Edom, Ele Moab, Yorze Morad, Namogu Kol Yoshvei Knan. Namogu means a shock. All the people in seven nations, call your Shveikna. Every child, every baby, everyone know about this miracle. Is now the first Shita come and say to us in paragraph 2, Shita Rabbi Yoshua, second line, what bring Yitro to convert? Milchemet Amalek. Obviously, if it's Milchemet Amalek, is Vadai, this also including what? Kriyat Yamsu, because Kriyat Yamsu was for sure everyone listened. My last question is, why Yitro decide to convert after Kriyat Yamsuf and Milchemet Amalek? Why Milchemet Amalek by himself is not reason to change his life and to convert? Why this don't bring him to convert, Aliba de Rabbi Yoshua? What bring him to convert is also Milchemet Amalek. Why we need both miracles? Miracles on Yamsuf and also miracle when we win against Amalek. Good! Beseder, you ready? We have today Olam Ababa, Olam Azeh. Pilei plain. Pilei plain. Again, short and clear. Short and clear. Question number one. These two parashot, Yitro, Mishpatim, is one parasha, parashat Kabbalat HaTorah. And we try to learn what is the essence of Kabbalat HaTorah. And we raise few questions. Question number one is, with all the respect to Yitro, what he make big change in his life, and everybody talk about this, and it was Kiddush Hashem, very nice, but still, why is the parashot what make us Amanifchar? Parashot what make us unique nation? Yitro and Mishpatim, why the name of the parsha is Parashat Yitro? Why get this privilege, his name, in this parsha? Why not as a name? Why Yitro have this privilege? And question number two. Question number two is, Yitro take his daughter and two grandchildren, children of Moshe Rabbeinu, to the desert, and the Torah tells us first time the name of the second child of Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliezer. Ki Elohei Avi Be'ezri Ve'Atzileni Micherev Paro. Why the Torah tells us about the name and the explanation of the name almost 2 years after he born? Why not in the Brit, in the way to Egypt? And the last question, why Yitro decide to convert after two miracles, Yamsuf and the victory against Amalek? Why the miracle of Yamsuf is not enough to bring him to convert? So we'll start step by step and we see something very interesting. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, he had this world in the nature, trees, different type of trees. He have also different type of animals. And many times we can learn from animals lesson for our life. For example, Nemala, ant. Shlomo HaMelech say in Mishlei, Lech el Nemala Atzel. This means we can learn ambition, motivation from the ant. She stay alive only 6 months. The amount of food which she collect in 6 months, she can eat 600 years, Chazal tells us. Unbelievable ambition, motivation. We can learn from this also a little bit about ourselves. And many, many other animals, etc. What relevant for us now is the donkey. Chamor. Chamor has this name from two reasons. What stay behind this animal, chamor, donkey? First, the name himself shows us chomriyut, chomer, form. Only Mitzrayim represents the donkey. First, Mitzrayim is only one place all over the world where people can go down and down 49 steps. Sha'ari Tuma. We never have this in any other place in the world. Only in Mitzrayim. Moreover, Chazal tells us, Gemara in Kiddushin, Asara Kabin Shel Ta'ava Yardu La'olam. This amount of Ta'ava what this world has. Tish'a Natlu Mitzrayim. Echad Kol Ha'olam Kulo. All the Ta'ava what we have all over the world is only Ma'aser what Egypt gives to the world. In Egypt, people, when they walk in, they cannot go out. Only few people walk in and out in Egypt. Only few. Abraham Avinu and Sarah, Moshe Rabbeinu, not so many. And this is one aspect about Mitzrayim. And what we find is by the donkey. Donkey represents chumriyut, form. Moreover, donkey is also animal what stubborn, akshan, akshanut. And what is mean akshanut? When we make decision in our life, we have two ways to make decision. One way through our face, and other way through our back. What is mean? If we make decision through our face, it means I listen, I ask, I see, I watch, I integrate everything together, what I ask, what I listen, what I see, what I understand, etc. And I decide. I use my brain and I decide to do decision. If we make decision in this way, probably the decision will come, good decision. Because we analyze all the details what we need before we decide. But if somebody makes decision from the back, what we have in the back? Nothing. It means, why? We ask sometimes somebody, why you do this? What is the answer in Hebrew? Kacha. This is what I want to do. What mean kacha? It's wrong. Kacha. I don't care. This is what I want to do. And this side have special name. What we get this name. Ksheoret. Ksheoret. Ksheoret is mean because you never see, you never ask, you never listen. You decide, kacha. Interesting. Our name, one of our names, Am Israel, is Am Ksheoret. What we say about our nation? Ashrei Am Shekacha Lo. Sometimes, you know why? Kacha. It's a surprise. But anyway, we have two ways to make decisions. One way is through our face, it means we analyze how much we can, after we ask, we listen, we get advice, we see, we understand, probably the decision will come, good decision. And other way to make decision is through the back, this is show stubborn, akshanut, and in this way, nothing good can come out. Interesting. Take the name Paro. How you write Paro in Hebrew? Peresh. Aine. Write the word Paro from the other side, from the upside. A, Ain, Resh, Pei. Aoref. Aoref. Paro is Aoref. It means he is Akshan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish him. Wake up! No, give them to go. No, I never give them. I never give. And I talk before Hashem make his heart stone. Before, when you have some feeling, no, wake up, look what's going. Give them permission. No, I never give them. I never give them. It means Mitzrayim represent Chomriyut and Akshanut. How we say it? Chomriyut and Akshanut. This is one type of nation. Most of the world understands this is wrong life. Why? Because to have life only with chomriyut, this go to destroy the person. It's no question. You go to destroy, to collapse completely, nothing left over. From this reason, most of the nation of all over the world understand what we need to take the form, the chomer, and to take the material, and to put in the material what? Tzura. Tzura is what? Form. Okay? Mitzrayim have life of chomriyut. Chomriyut is what? Material, materialistic. People cannot stay alive in this kind of life. People cannot stay alive. They go to destroy it. Only one place, what we said before, whatever, 49 step of Tuma, only Mitzrayim. Because life of materialistic only destroys the person. This is Mitzrayim. Most of the world understand we need to put some form in the material. To give the material surah. Surah is mean form. Okay? And in this way, what does mean form? To have law, to have Supreme Court, Middle Court, Federal Court, Law Court. We have law, what we allow to do, what we're not allowed to do, what is moral, what not. In this way, we give some surah to the life. It's not only chomer. Mitzrayim represent life of materialistic, material. Amalek represent life, what we put in the chomer, in the material, form, tzura. It means they decide this law is important for life, this law is good for people to stay together, to help to each other, etc., etc. But Jewish life is not life of chomer, of material only, is not life of form in the chomer. Jewish life is mean the form, the tzura is bigger from the chomer. Is bigger from the chomer. For example, you see old man, 95, 100, great tzaddik, now very weak, everyone walk to him with tremendous respect, want to get bracha, get advice. The people come out, they feel so happy. Who's this man? Who's this man? Old man. How we say today, the world belongs to the young people. He's old fashioned. Well, what we see unique about him? We see the form is tzura is much bigger from what? From the chomer, from the body. You walk into Beit HaMikdash. Kodesh HaKodeshim, what we have inside, Aaron and Luchot. And Kruvim. Aaron, Luchot and Kruvim. Yes, the size is much bigger from the size of Kodesh HaKodeshim. How is walking? How is fitting? The answer is, the Tzura is much bigger from the Chomer. Moreover, Luchot HaBrit, we can read in Hebrew from two sides. How we can read from two sides? Also, the mem in Luchot HaBrit, if you make mems of it, it means the part of inside need to fall because you open this around and it still stay. Eh? The answer is the form, the tzura is much bigger from the material himself. We come to Beit HaMikdash, so many people, nobody can move. When it comes time to bow down, wow, we have space. How can happen? The tzura much bigger from the form. Many other examples. Jewish life will teach us tzura. Form is much bigger from the material. Is mean who decides the law? Who decides the chukim or mishpatim? It's not me. It's not the court. It's not the Supreme Court. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives us the real law, what can keep us great and special and unique. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now all our life we have new issue. All our life we have new situation that we never had before. Look our generation. So many questions about medical issue, about high tech. And we need to analyze how much we can. If you not understand, we analyze people of more smart for us and we connect this to the Mesorah and we make the decision. But the base law in any area comes from who? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not us what we create this. Because if people decide what is the law, today they like this law, tomorrow they make changes because of the law. Now, to arrive in Matan Torah, we need to win against Mitzrayim and also against Amalek. To leave Egypt is mean we understand the type of life in Egypt is not belong to us. This not make a lot impress about to Yitro. Why? Because he also ran away from Egypt. If you remember, in the three advisors what Pharaoh had in Egypt is Bilam, Eov, and Yitro. And when he asked what do you do with the Jewish people, Bilam gives the advice to throw the babies to the river. Eov, don't say one word, he gets Yisurim, and what happened to Yitro? He ran away. He said, also I ran away from Egypt. I know this is not real life, this is fake, this don't take anyone to any place. From this reason, Kriyat Yamsuf himself never impressed Eov, he never impressed Yitro to decide to convert. After he see we win against Amalek, what does it mean against Amalek? We win against as a concept of life. What we need to integrate in the material also form, to put tzura in the life, to have moral, to have law, to have many chukim and mishpatim, what build us in quality of life. And we win against this because we understand real life is not the law what we decide. The law what HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us in the Torah. Wow, we say, now I understand. Ata yadati ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'Elohim. From this reason, what make Yitro to decide to convert is not only Kriyat Yamsuf. It's Kriyat Yamsuf with Milchemet Amalek. Now, when Yitro decide to convert, look at so beautifully the Torah. Yitro take his daughter Tzipora, the two children, Gershom and Eliezer, and they travel to the desert. Now, in the way to the desert, the Torah tells us first time why the name of the second child is Eliezer, Elohe Avi Be'ezri, because remember, When Yitro, when Moshe and Zipporah traveled to Egypt, they have one baby, she's pregnant. She gives birth in the way. When Yitro know about this baby, I don't know. Maybe a few weeks after, a few months, maybe somebody say to them used to Yitro, I don't know. But definitely, when Zipporah returned to Midian before we leave Egypt, she returned to Midian before we leave Egypt with the children. She comes to the house and Yitro asks his daughter, what's the name of the second child? Eliezer. Or if he knows the name, he say, why you give him the name Eliezer? What people ask all the time, what stay behind the name? He said, what does it mean? Elohei Avi Be'ezri, Vayatzilani Michael Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu, say, thank you to Hashem, what he said is life. Not only his Hashem, also his father, Hashem. What? Who says the God of Moshe is the real God? And the God what his father served is the real God? I am also God. Show me black and white how I know the real God is the God what Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to him and say to him, thank you. Maybe my God. I can give him a lecture about all type of God all over the world and to tell him the difference between one to the other. I'm not sure he's right. But in the moment when Yitro understand, we leave behind us the Egypt, his wrong life. And we win against the Egyptian and we win against Amalek. We win against Amalek is mean. We understand the law, the form what we put in the material is not what we decide. God give us. And we take this and we analyze and we build this. We take this to new field, what take place every generation, new challenge, new question. But the base law comes from Hashem. You know what? Your husband is right. My son-in-law is right. The name what he pick and the God what he say, Elohei Avi Be'ezri, his God and his father God from today is also my God. Today, from today is also my God. I come to convert. This is the reason why the Torah wait with the name until now. Why is the Torah wait? Because before it's not necessary to know the name more or less. If you know now, it's also give other light to Yitro what he say, yes. This is the name, this is the God, I go to the desert to convert. Now, after we understand why the name takes place when Yitro goes to the desert, and we understand also why Yitro only after the miracle in Yamsuf and miracle in the war against Amalek, now he decides to convert, because in this two miracles, you understand, we come to give other alternative. And the other alternative what we give is, the law come from Hashem, and He decides for us, He creates us, He knows what is good for us. And we, when we follow after His law, we have life, great life, long life, happy life, etc., etc. Is now, this brings Yitro to make the change in his life. And he comes, obviously, and Chazal tells us, big parties take place, look in Paro Gafser, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לו, רבי אלעזר אומר, הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לו, צא, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to משה רבינו, go and say welcome to יתרו. ויאמר אל משה, אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני הוא שאמרתי והיה העולם, אני הוא מקרב, אני הוא מרחק. אין, I skip to four line פרוג אפסר, אדם זה שבא אצלי לא בא אלא לשם שמיים. פרוג אבסרד, פור לנים פרוג אבסרד. אדם זה שבא אצלי לא בא אלא לשם שמיים ולא בא אלא להתגייר. אף אתה קרבהו אל תרחיקהו. מיד ויצא משה לקראת חותנו. אמרו יצא משה, יצא אהרון, יצא נדב ואביהו, יצאו 70 מזקני ישראל. We have big welcome to Yitro. And big parties, Chazal say, ויזבחו עולות, ושלמים, etc. The parties is over. The camp go back to the normal. What Yitro do in the camp? For sure, he talk to people, he learn more about Jewish life, what he don't know before, but also, he visit, he take some walk, and one day he take walk, and he see besides the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu, long line. He asked people, tell me please, sir, how many hours you stay in this line? How many hours you stay in this line? 4 hours. And you? 6. And you? I sleep overnight in the line, and now I almost walk into the tent of Moshe. Come you go and say to his son-in-law, what do you do? You will collapse. Mi'aboker ad ha'erev? Why you do this? Take us the rabbis to help you. Sarei asarot, sarei chamishim, sarei meot, sarei alafim. It means take local rabbi, village rabbi, city rabbi, chief rabbi, and they will help you. They will answer of the easy questions. And any difficult question, you will decide. Tell me, please. Moshe Rabbeinu don't know this advice. He don't know this advice. He cannot do by himself. He need to have other people who help him. Why? Why Moshe Rabbeinu do this? He said to Yitro, give me to explain to you. When we're ready to get the Torah in our Sinai, what happened, Am Yisrael said to me, Moshe, with all the respect, please stay on the side with us. Give to Hashem to talk to us directly. We want to listen to Hashem. Moshe said, great. He's so happy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to talk to us. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Lo Elecha Elohim Achim Alpanai. Immediately after we say, stop, stop, Moshe, please, don't talk to us. We cannot hold it. We go to die. And now, Moshe Rabbeinu, continue and give us all the mitzvot and chukim and mishpatim. From this moment, every Jew know, when we have opportunity to come to Moshe Rabbeinu, to shake his hand, to ask him question, to get for him bracha, is mean we get advice and bracha and halacha from person who would stay close to Hashem in this world more from anybody else. More from anybody else. From this reason, people want to stay in the line 4, 6, 10 hours. They know when they walk into the tent, they can stay only 1 minute. Sometimes less. But the chizuk, what they get in this minute, the excitement, the yirat shamay, what they get in this minute, is so big. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yitro, you understand why I do this? It's not because of me. I know what is meant to have advisors, I know it's important. But they really want to get more Yirat Shamayim, and this is my goal to lead them. I can do this only when I give them opportunity to walk to my tent. Come Yitro and say to him, Misfalo, listen. I have for you advice. What's the advice? Make Sarei Asarot, Sarei Chamishim, make different rabbis to answer the local questions, the easy questions, and you will get the difficult question. But this, Yitro never say and start. He says a few words. Ve'asita, listen to the two words, ka'asher simcha Elokim ve'yacholta. This is the key. Ka'asher simcha Elokim ve'yacholta. Listen, Moshe Rabbeinu. I understand you in dilemma. What to do? On one hand, you want to give them chizuk. From this reason, you give almost your life for Am Yisrael. But in other hand, you take big risk. You can die and collapse. Is maybe to have other rabbis to help you, other people who can help you. You in dilemma. I have for you advice. Every time in your life you have dilemma, you, Moshe, talk to Hashem. You only one who can talk to Him directly. Ask. If Hashem says to you, continue, you know you do the right thing. Maybe He decides also to tell you, it's a great idea to have local rabbis, Sarei Asarot, Sarei Chamishim, etc. And remember, all your life, every time when you have dilemma, if Hashem said to you, you have green light, do it, you go to succeed. If He give you any other answer, but He never says this to what? Kasher tzivcha Elokim, don't do this. You take big risk. And look what happened. 10 months after, we're ready to move from our Sinai to Eretz Israel. We're very excited. Soon we cross the Jordan River. In this moment, Am Israel come to Moshe and say, we're also very excited. But we want to send representatives from every Shevet to check what's going in Eretz Israel. And they will give us a little bit report. We will come more ready. How we say, the Meraglim, yes. We will come more ready. And we know our expectation will come more clear. Moshe Rabbeinu say, wow, give me to ask Hashem. I'm very impressed. First time you never complain against me. First time you're very excited, same with me. And you also want to send 10 leaders to motivate your emuna. Great. Give me to ask Hashem. What Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Shlach lecha anashim ve'yaturu et Eretz Kanaan. Rashi, shlach lecha ani listen Rashi, אני, הקדוש ברוך הוא say, איני מצווה לך. אני איני מצווה לך. I don't recommend you to do this. You mature enough, make decision by yourself. What Moshe Rabbeinu need to do in this moment? To remember what Yitro told them. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu never give you green light and said you do it, don't do it. And if Moshe Rabbeinu will understand and remember this, and we say we don't need to send anybody to Eretz Israel, we trust Hashem after all the miracles what He do to us all the time, and we walk in Besimcha, we will arrive in Eretz Israel one-way ticket. But this never happened. Moshe Rabbeinu sends them, and we know what happened after. Big mess. And we're stuck in the desert 40 years. And first of the Tamikdash, and second of the Tamikdash, destroyed in the night when the Meraglim returned back, etc., etc. In other way, Yitro gets the privilege to get the name of the Parsha Kabbalat HaTorah after his name. Why? Because Yitro teaches us. Torah is not only Chumash and Nevi'im, is not only Shulchan Aruch and Halachot. Torah is also what? Mesorah. Tradition. What is mean? In life, not every time we have answer black and white in the Shulchan Aruch. Not every time we have answer in the Sforim what we look. Yes, we don't have any, we have dilemma what to do. How to do? Shal avicha v'yagedcha. Ask your father. Real father, Rebbe, what is same as father. He don't know. Zkenecha v'yomulach. You know how many questions we have in our generation? What not any generation before us dream to this kind of questions. Dream. I can give you now, promise you now, from now until next day, non-stop examples, and you will never sleep for a second. You're so interesting to listen to the examples. In many fields, in medical field, in many, any other area. No, I don't know what to do. Shal avicha v'yagedcha. He don't know, go to the other rabbi. Until you come to the great person, great Talmid Chacham, what? Analyze everything to the law, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And we come to decision. Moshe Rabbeinu has the privilege to ask the Rek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Generation after has the privilege to ask Moshe. Generation after has the privilege to ask Yoshua. And after this to Yoshua, Nevi'im, Shoftim, etc., etc., etc. Until our generation, we have the privilege to ask people not greater from us. Special, and they get them a sort from generation before. Yitro come and give us this kind of aspect. When we connect ourselves to the Mesorah, to the tradition, we really get the Torah completely. We really have the Torah in our hand. For this reason, Yitro get this kind of privilege, the Parsha, take place after his name. And this connects us immediately to the next Parsha. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneim. Why kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma? Why take place in end of Mishpatim? Why not in Parashat Yitro? Because after all the issue what we deal in the desert, bor, v'shor, and destruction, and problems, and fight, and many, many difficult situations. What is look? No, I can descend on myself. No, I cannot descend on myself. We have the law. We have the Mesorah, what we get. Moshe kibel Torah מסיני, מסרה ליהושע, יהושע לזקנים, זקנים לנביאים, נביאים מסרו על אנשי כנסת הגדולה, and אנשי כנסת הגדולה take this generation after generation until to us. This נעשה ונשמע. This is קבלת התורה. This part what Yitro give us to understand. And look from this reason. How the parsha start? ואל המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם, כי תקנה מה? עבד עברי. שש שנים יעבוד, ובשנה השביעית יצא לחופשי. How we say חופשי? Freedom. But in פרשת בהר, we have other name of שחרור עבדים. שחרור עבדים is not only freedom, חופש. וקראתם דרור בארץ. דרור is also a word in Hebrew what represents freedom. Why שחרור עבדים? Is one time is freedom, chofesh, and one time the name is what? Dror. Dror in Hebrew is first something what is clean, real, no fake. When we say pitum aktoret, enke lokeinu, enke adoneinu, pitum aktoret atzari, more dror. More is very, very expensive perfume. Very expensive. And people make fake from this perfume and they sell this. Come the Torah and teach us. You make the ktoret, take the real, the clean perfume, more dror. More type of perfume, what is dror, what is clean. Nakim is ziyuf, the Ramban say. It's not fake. One explanation. Dror is also freedom. Somebody stains the gel, the posuk say, likrol ha-shvuim, dror. Dror is mean freedom. And dror is also name of bird. Gam tzipor matzah bayit udror. The bird that you see in the street at this time, the small bird that ran, this is tzipor dror. We know in Hebrew, if we have one word and a few explanations, all the explanations explain the essence of this word. What does it mean? Dror is somebody what his life is clean, is not fake. Somebody what have life, what is clean, is not fake, he really have freedom. And he really, same as bird, what the name is Dror. When the bird stay in the nest don't have what? Ceiling. Correct? It means everything is open, direct to Hashem. Somebody would have real life, he have direct life to Hashem. It means nothing fake, not have any roadblocks between him to Hashem. This is Dror. To leave Egypt is Chofesh. It's freedom. To get the Torah is Dror. To get the real life, not anything what is fake. Real, and when we get this real life, we have direct connection between us to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu all the time say, never wait for me. I am not superstar. I am same human being, same as you. Hashem asked me to come as a leader. He gave me the knowledge to do this. We same. Talk to Hashem directly. Exactly how I talk to him. This is mean Dror. Yetziat Mitzrayim is Chofesh. Is freedom. Kabbalat HaTorah is Dror. How we move from Chofesh to Dror is Chirut. V'amichtav, michtav Elohim, Chirut al Aluchot. Chirut is mean we engrave. Torah is Chirut. How we say Chirut? Chirut is mean engrave. The Torah is engraved by us. If you take a piece of paper and you write a letter, or a piece of stone, and you write on the stone, you have stone, and you write something above the stone. When you engrave inside, it means the letters, the word, come part of the stone come part of the letter. The Kabbalat HaTorah makes us one with Torah and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We together. This is the reason why the Parsha starts with Avadim. Why with Avadim? Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim? Zecher Lema'aseh Bereshit? Shabbat is more relevant for us than Avadim. Nobody slave in our time. Put first mitzvah, Shabbat. Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim? Zecher Lema'aseh Bereshit? The answer is, why we pick Shichur Avadim? To teach us all our life is not a life to feel freedom. We need to have Dror, real, pure life. The ways through the Torah. והמכתב, מכתב אלוהים, מה? חרות על הלוחות. אל תקרא חרות אל החירות. חירות פירוש הדבר. This is the real life. זה ה-real freedom. כן? This was the Torah come and teach us. כן? עבדי הזמן, רבי יהודה הלוי say, עבדי הזמן, עבדי עבדים הם. People would run, all the life is real עבדים. עבד השם הוא לבדו חופשי. עבד השם, he really have the real freedom. Because it's not to limit our life. Is to do everything. This world, remember, because Bohu created for us. Create for us. Rebbe was a very rich person. Very rich. Chazal tells us about how much money he had, what kind of food he had, what kind of table, what kind of palace he had. Before he died, he raised his 10 fingers and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never enjoy in this world one small finger. What do you mean he never enjoy? He has so much palace and great life. Chazal tells us, yes, he enjoy, but he has only in his mind. I use this to quote Shemayim. It's also another opportunity for me to raise Shem Hashem. Because Baruch Hu creates this world not to put this in the side and to want for us to separate ourselves from this. No, to enjoy, but only to use this in the right way. This is Chirut, and this is give us the Dror. This is the two parashot. After we understand this, we really can say spontaneously. Nobody asked for us to say this. End of parashat Mishpatim. Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. We recognize this is the real life. And when we take this and we enjoy this, this explains to us something else. And this is time in Hebrew is what? Zman. What is mean zman? Why zman? Zman is mean to invited. Every minute invited the next minute. Every day is the next day. Every year is the next year. Somebody would have a life of zman. What happened to him? He ran. He invited the next hour, the next day. He ran, he ran, he ran. One day he wake up and never catch what he wants. How we say in America, midlife crisis. It means he don't know what I want. I never catch. I never have anything. For this reason, only in Hebrew we say as a word similar to zman, and the other word is et. You know what is mean et? Et is mean to appreciate the present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never asked anyone how many hours you study Torah. What he asked, kavata itim la Torah, appreciate the present. The week is zman. Ask everyone, how are you? What the answer to? I'm busy. I don't ask if you're busy. How are you? Say to me, good. No? People say busy. Okay. In the week we can understand. In Shabbat, when I ask anyone, how are you? You never say to me, I'm busy. Shabbat is it. Shabbat is 24 hours. Enjoy the present. I'm enjoy. I'm rest. I enjoy the meal. I enjoy the rest. I enjoy the Torah. I enjoy everything. I never run to any place. If we know to combine this together, Torah we get in Shabbat. Why we get any gift we get in Shabbat? Because Shabbat gives us, Torah gives us opportunity also to enjoy the present. Somebody would know to enjoy the present. He has the present and he also catches the future. We need to have both. Lakol zman ve'et lakol chafetz. But we need to educate ourselves to enjoy the present. We enjoy the present, we can catch the future. And this is the Torah. If we take this, as we can say, this coming Shabbos, when you're going to read Parashat Mishpatim, and we come to the Pasuk, כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע, we can feel how every one of us relate to this statement more from before, yes, הקדוש ברוך הוא. This is a real life, כי הם חיינו ואורך ימינו, ובהם נהגה יומם ולילה, and כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע.